各位弟兄姊妹，我今天实在感谢主，因为有这个机会能够和你们一同来赞美我们的主耶稣。这是我第一次见到你们的圣礼礼拜堂啊！我每一次到这里来，有机会和李牧师、李师母在一起，我特别高兴，因为他们是我好多年的老朋友、老同工啊，所以今天能够看见这边的教会，我实在是感谢主啊。在我们看圣经以前，我要先请你们低头，我们祷告。
Before we read the scriptures, we'll be praying. What I just said is a very, very good introduction.
慈悲的天父，我们感谢主，因为我们今天知道我们的荣耀的主耶稣在我们中间，我们是一同要仰望我们的得胜的主耶稣。
Amen.
他是我们的主。
主啊，
主耶稣，你知道我们每一个人的需要，你知道我们心里面的一切的问题，主，唯有你能来解决我们的问题。
Yes.
唯有主能来满足我们的心。
Amen.
主，求你给我们一个饥渴慕义的心。
Amen.
因为主，你应许饥渴慕义的人必得饱足。
Amen.
主，求你带领我们，使我们今天真正的能荣耀主。
Amen.
我们感谢你，因为主，你的圣灵能领导我们。
Mm.
你的圣灵来了，为要荣耀基督耶稣。
Amen.
为要领我们进到一切的真理。
谢谢主。
我们两个弟兄被一位圣灵所感动。
Amen.
主，求你使我们一同能够把主你的话讲出来。
是的，主啊。
我们的主耶稣，我们等候在你的面前。主，你知道每一个弟兄姊妹在这里，有的时候他们是遇见难处，有的时候心里忧愁。主，虽然有的时候我们感觉失败了，但是感谢主，你能够来洁净我们的心，赦免我们的一切的罪恶。
是的，主。
主，求你使我们能听见主你自己的话语，你的话语能感动我们的心，
主啊，
叫我们好像看见那荣耀的主。
Amen.
听见主你的话。
Amen.
去顺从主。
主啊，
我们把这个聚会的一切所讲的就交托在主你的手里，愿主你要得荣耀。
Amen.
我们所求的是奉主耶稣的宝名。
Amen.
Today we are going to look at the 6th chapter of Isaiah.
今天早上我要跟大家一起看以赛亚书第六章。
It's a story that's very familiar to you, the story of a very special day in the life of Isaiah.
对我们个人来讲，我相信这是一段很熟悉的圣经，因为这一段圣经记载发生在以赛亚的身上，对他来讲这是一个很特别的一个日子。
Probably most of you can look back to special days in your own experience.
或者当我们每一个人回顾我们过往的时候，都有一些特殊的日子是值得纪念。
Perhaps it was the time when you became a Christian.
也许那一天是我们重生得救的日子。
Or maybe it was a day when you came into a closer experience of the Lord Jesus and the filling of His Holy Spirit.
或者那一天是你被圣灵充满，跟主有更亲密的关系的一天。
Or it may be a day when God called you to special work.
也许是你蒙召的一天。
Or perhaps your day of your marriage or the birth of your child.
或者是你孩子的生日，或者是你结婚值得纪念的日子。
There are special days in our life.
在我们人生的过程当中，都有一些值得怀念的日子。
I remember a day 58 years ago when I left my home in England to start on the journey to China.
我不会忘记在58年之前我离开英国开始往中国来宣教的那一个日子。
That was a very special day.
那是对我来讲是个特殊的日子。
And yet there have been other days when God has spoken in special ways.
那么很多时候我们也经验过神特别向我们说话的日子。
In this chapter, Isaiah has a very special experience.
那么今天我们所读的这一段圣经对以赛亚来说是一段很值得纪念的日子。
In the first chapters of Isaiah, we find that he is very discouraged as he sees the sin of the people and sees how they have turned against God.
在第一章我们看到以赛亚看见他的同胞在犯罪，他心里面非常的痛苦，因为他看见这些以色列人离开了神。
It's full of woes.
在第一章里面，在前面这几章，我们感觉充满了灾祸这个字。
But suddenly in the sixth chapter it changes.
突然到了第六章，好像整个局面改变。
He says, I saw the Lord.
他说我看见了神。
He was speaking at a time of great disappointment.
他开口讲话的时候，正是最沮丧、最失望的时候。
Isaiah the king had died.
乌西亚王在那个时候死了。
He had great hopes in Isaiah.
以赛亚对乌西亚有非常大的盼望。
He started very well.
这个乌西亚王有很好的一个开始。
When he was 16 years old,
当他十六岁的时候，
he was faithfully following God.
他非常忠实的跟随神。
And as long as he followed the Lord,God made his way to prosper.
当他忠心地跟随主的时候，主就让他所行的都顺利。
But then there came a time when it says, when he was strong, he grew proud.
那么圣经里面有一段话记载，他说，当这个人强盛的时候，他就心高气傲。
This is always a great danger.
这永远对我们来讲是个提醒，也是个很大的危险。
Young people start very well.
许许多多的人，青年人开始得很好。
And then perhaps they do very well in their life, their business, and so on.
在他的工作，在他的生活都有一个好的开始。
And they cease to seek after the Lord.
但是他停止寻求神的面。
And the keenness, the zealous serving of the Lord that characterized their younger days gradually fades out.
在年轻的时候。特别在那样子亲近神的这样的一个写照，慢慢慢慢就冲淡。
The sad thing was that Isaiah never recovered.
那么可惜的事情，乌西亚王心高气傲以后就没有再回来了。
And he died.
然后他就离开这个世界。
And Isaiah was desperately disappointed and sad.
那么以赛亚在这个时代特别的觉得灰心失望。
But in the year that the throne of Judah was empty, Isaiah saw another throne.
当犹大国的王位空虚的时候，以赛亚看见另外一个王位被建立起来。
And here we read that he saw the Lord high and lifted up.
在第六章第一节告诉我们说，以赛亚见主坐在高高的宝座上。
In the New Testament, it refers to this experience.
在新约圣经里面也提到这一段圣经。
Because John says, Isaiah said this because he saw his glory and spoke of him.
那么在约翰福音里面也特别提到说，以赛亚因为看见神的荣耀，所以就指着耶稣在说话。
When the Lord Jesus was on earth,They had the writings of Isaiah.
当耶稣基督在世的时候，我们知道已经有以赛亚书的存在。
I was in Jerusalem and I visited a place that is called the Shrine of the Book.
当我去访问这个耶路撒冷的时候，我曾经到耶路撒冷城里面去看到一个房子，叫做 Shrine of the Book。在那个房间里面，珍藏着许多旧约的书卷。
And there I saw the whole scroll of the Book of Isaiah.
我在那里看到整个以赛亚的那个书卷放在那一个书库里面。
It was very, very clear.
非常非常的明显的。
And it was written before the time of the Lord Jesus.
是在耶稣基督之前所写下来的一卷书。
Now, here there is reference to that experience that Isaiah had.
那么在这里我们就看见以赛亚在这段圣经里面反映出他的经历。
The first thing that Isaiah saw was the glory of God.
第一件我们看见以赛亚所经验到的是上帝的荣耀。
He saw the sovereign power of God.
他看见神那个大有全能的力量。
He saw him on the throne of the universe.
他看见他坐在这个宇宙的宝座的上面。
And then he saw the worship of God.
然后他看见对神的敬拜。
The seraphim, the cherubim, worshiping God.
在第二节告诉我们说，天使长撒拉佛在那里敬拜这一位神。
And they heard the great song of praise, Holy, 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 Lord, the Lord of hosts, the whole earth is filled with his glory.
他在那里也听到的天使们在那里颂赞神的歌声，说圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光要充满全地。
The vision of the holiness, the power of God is something that we all need to have.
我们今年都需要看见神的能力，更要看见神的圣洁。
We come and attend the services in church.
我们每一次来到礼拜堂里面来敬拜神的时候。
But I wonder if we see the glory of God.
我不知道我们有没有看见上帝的荣耀。
We listen to preachers.
我们听传道人传道传讲。
But do we see the glory of God?
我们有没有看见神的荣耀？
How often during the week do we worship?
在周间我们有多长的时间来敬拜神？
How often when we pray,
多少时候我们在祷告的时候
do we worship?
我们在敬拜神。
Sometimes we just talk about our own needs.
很多时候我们来到神的面前只讲到我的需要，我的需要。
And sometimes I wonder, even if in our services, we have more emphasis upon listening to the word of God than of really joining together in worship.
今天我们到神的殿里面来敬拜神的时候，我常常扪心自问，到底是我们花很多的时间只是听到，而忽略了我们来到神的面前的敬拜。
We listen to the choir singing.
我们听诗班给我们很美好的声音。
Of course we join in hymns.
当然我们一同同心的唱诗。
But do we really worship?
但是我们有没有真正的在敬拜？
Are our hearts drawn out in love to God?
我们来到神的面前，我们的心有没有向着神说：“神啊，我爱你。”
Or are we just saying words?
或者我们只是空口说白话？
Isaiah saw the glory of God.
以赛亚在圣殿里面看见神的荣耀。
And he heard the worship of the living God.
他听到那一个向着永生神敬拜颂赞的歌声。
They spoke of the whole earth being filled with the glory of God.
他们的诗歌里面说，这个全地有一天要充满他的荣光。
There is God's purpose for the future.
弟兄姊妹，这是神对人类未来的一个目的。
And this must be and always is the main motive for all missionary service.
那么我深深的相信，不只是过往，也是将来所有宣教工作的一个神圣的目的。
I expect you sometimes sing the hymn Glorify thy name in all the earth.
那么也许有的时候我们在唱诗说，我们在全地要荣耀归于神。
I wonder whether there is the deep desire that the name of Jesus should be glorified in all the earth.
那么当我们这样唱的时候，我不知道我们是不是真的内心有一个很深的渴望，耶稣基督的名有一天被这样被尊荣。
Just the last few days, I have been speaking to international students.
过去几天，我向着一些国际学生传讲信息。
And I've been talking to Muslim students.
我向着一些回教的学生传道。
And to Hindu students.
跟一些印度来的一些学生传道。
And Chinese students, some of whom did not know the Lord.
许许多多还不认识主的一些中国的学生传道。
And I was speaking on the uniqueness of Jesus Christ.
这几天我的题目是耶稣基督的独特性。
And I just longed that somehow these students might see the Lord Jesus in his glory.
那么我心里面有个很深的渴慕，我希望这些还没有信主的学生多多少少能够在荣耀里面认识耶稣。
Have you talked to a Muslim student who only thinks of the glory of Muhammad?
那么当我们向一个回教的学生传道的时候，他所想到的就是穆罕默德的荣耀而已。
Have you talked to a Hindu student who thinks that all ways lead to God and it doesn't much matter what you believe because we're all going the same way?
那么也许你像一个印度的学生传道的时候，对他来讲，他的宗教思想是条条大路通罗马的那样的一种思想。
And Jesus is only one of a number of great leaders.
但是我们要知道，耶稣基督是在所有的这些圣贤当中是唯一通天的路。
You see, there is the difference.
这里面有极大的分别。
Because Jesus is not one of number of great spiritual leaders, he is the Son of the Living God.
我们的主耶稣基督不是成千上万的圣徒里面的一位，他是成千上万的圣徒里面唯一的一位。
And Isaiah saw the picture that he saw that one day the whole of the earth will be filled with the glory of God.
以赛亚在这里，他听见，他也有这样的一个盼望，看见全地有一天要被神的荣光所充满。
And as he saw the worship of the living God, it says that the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke.
在第四节告诉我们说，当他听见这一些赞美神的声音的时候，他也亲身经验到在圣殿里面的一些现象，门槛震动，而且圣殿里面充满了烟云。
There is a sense in which when you see the glory of God, there is a sense of not only worship, but of reverence, of fear.
那么我们在这里再一次被提醒，敬拜不只是有诗歌，敬拜也给我们有一种敬畏的感觉。
In the book of Hebrews, we are told that we, having received a kingdom which cannot be moved, having received that promise and that assurance of the kingdom, we worship God with reverence and with fear.
在希伯来书也提醒我们说，我们得着的是一个不能震动的国度，所以我们要带着感恩，照着神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心来敬拜神。
You see, when we see the holiness of God, there is a sense of fear that we should fail, that we should not live up to that holiness to which God has called us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们看见神的圣洁的时候，我们心里面应该有个感觉，就想到他的圣洁，想到我们的污秽，让我们在神的面前有一个敬畏他的心。
In the book of Acts, it speaks of the church having peace and growing in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Spirit.
那么在使徒行传也告诉我们说，这些当时初期的教会看见神的工作，他们就在神的面前有对着神的敬畏，也得着圣灵给他们的安慰。
We don't often put those two together. Fear of the Lord, comfort of the Holy Spirit.
我们要把这两样事情放在一起，对于神的敬畏以及从圣灵得来的安慰。
You see, there must be, if we truly worship God, a hatred of that which God hates.
今天当我们来到神的面前敬拜他的时候，我们应当有一个恨神所恨的心。
The writer of the Hebrews spoke of the fact that God said, yet once again I will shake the earth.
在希伯来书的作者告诉我们说，他说再一次神要震动这个天地。
It's true we have received a kingdom which cannot be shaken.
是的，我们今天所接受的是一个不可震动的国。
But everything else may be shaken.
除了这以外，其他的东西都是会震动。
We may see God shaking the nations.
我们看见神在那里震动今天地上的万国万邦。
We may see God shaking the kingdom of our own lives.
我们也看见神可以来震动我们生命的这一个国度。
Yet, when everything is shaken, there we have that assurance that God's kingdom, God's gift to us, the kingdom of God that Jesus said is within you, shall not be shaken.
当我们看见许多的东西在被震动的时候，神所给予我们的这一个国度，住在我们里面的那个国度，是永远不震动。
And then when Isaiah saw that, he saw something else.
然后我们看见以赛亚又看见一些什么呢？
He said, "Woe is me."
他说，我是一个有祸的人。
He had seen the sin of other people.
他看见其他的人的罪。
And in those first chapters, he had directed the woe, the condemnation against others.
在前面五章，我们看见每一次以赛亚讲到祸，就提到那些百姓们所犯的罪。
He spoke very clearly of woe to the evildoers, to idol worshippers.
他提到这些敬拜偶像的这些作恶的人，他们有祸了。
To those who grind the face of the poor,
对于那些欺压穷人的那些人有祸了。
To those who take bribes,
那些接受贿赂的人有祸了。
Those who are corrupt,
那些生活败坏的人有祸了。
to women with jewelry who live just for superficial things.
那些穿着穿戴美貌的这一些女子，她们来到神的面前，这些人有祸了。
To people who are landlords who oppress the poor.
那么那些地主欺压那些他的房东的那一个地主，他们有祸了。
To those who are drunkards.
那些喝醉的人有祸了。
All this was mentioned very specifically.
那么在前面五章都非常清楚的一项一项的列出来。
The servant of God has got to stand against evil in society.
今天神的仆人应该在这个社会里面面对这一些作恶的现象，我们应该有勇气来面对。
We ought to be very concerned about what we see around us is happening in our society today.
今天在我们社会里面所发生的事情，我们不能逃避，我们要面对。
We can't isolate ourselves from it.
我们不能在这样的一种环境里面自我孤立起来。
But Isaiah did not only see that.
以赛亚不只是看见社会的光景。
He saw himself.
他看到他自己。
And in the light of God's glory,
在神的那个荣耀的光中看到自己。
He said, "Woe is me, for I am a man of unclean lips."
他说：“祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人。”
And you know, unclean lips come from unclean thoughts.
你知道，一个不洁净的嘴唇是从不洁净的心思而来的。
And none of us are free from that sin.
我们可以说没有一个人在这样一个罪里面没有份。
And if we recognize ourselves, we know that within ourselves there are the sins of which Isaiah is speaking.
当我们真是扪心自问，看我们自己的时候，我们不可能看不到以赛亚当年所看到的。
And in the light of a God, of a holy God, we have to say, "Woe is me."
今天在神荣耀的光中，我们也应该在神面前说：“神啊，我是有祸的人。”
I think all of us have to come to experiences when we are conscious of our own sinfulness.
我相信很多时候我们应当常常看见我们在神面前的不洁净。
I remember I was a very young worker in China.
我记得我在年轻的时候，刚刚到中国，在那里传道的时候。
And I was very much helped by a Chinese pastor.
我被一位我当时的中国的同工，他帮助我很多。
Some of you will know his name, Yang Shaotang.
也许有一些人认识这个人的名字，他叫杨绍堂牧师。
And I went because I was so much helped by his ministry. I requested permission to go and live with him and learn from him.
那么因为我从他的这个侍奉里面得到很大的帮助，所以我向内地会要求我能够跟他住在一起，而能够跟他一起有学习。
I was just in my 20s.
那个时候我只是二十多岁。
And I went to live in what was known as the 灵工团。
那个时候呢，我就跟他在一起同工，在灵工团里面一起配搭。
And every day we studied the Word of God together.
每天我们一同学习主的话。
And then in the afternoon we went out preaching.
然后到下午的时候，我们一起出去传福音。
And I remember one day Pastor Yang said to me, "Come and pray with me."
有一天，我记得杨绍堂牧师告诉我说：“来，我们一同祷告。”
And I went to his room.
那么我到了他的房间。
And I.Always remember my surprise to find him lying flat on the floor before God, confessing sin.
那么我永远不会忘记，当他一跪下在神面前祷告的时候，整个人趴倒在神的面前，承认他的罪。
He was someone whom I admired so much.
他是我所崇拜的一个对象。
And I saw him humbling himself before God.
但是他在神的面前，整个人趴倒在神的面前自卑。
And that made a great impression upon me.
给我有留下很深刻的印象。
Actually, that was a prelude to another experience.
那么这是我另外一个经历的一个前身而已。
Because it was a day or two after that that we went to take time alone, just meditating in God's presence.
那么我们在神的面前，我们一同安静等候神的时候。
And it was then that I was meditating on the words filled with all the fullness of God.
那么那天我正在思想这个神的丰富怎么样充满我们这件事情的时候，
And I experienced in a deeper way something of the wonder and the joy of the presence of the Lord Jesus and His Spirit in my life.
那么那天我就特别感受到耶稣基督借着他的灵充满我的那样的一个经验。
But it had to be preceded by a humbling before God.
但是那样的经历必然要有在神的面前谦卑自己的一个前提。
Isaiah in its height he saw the glory of God.
从高度来看我们看见这个以赛亚看见神的荣耀。
And then he saw in the depth he saw his own sinfulness.
然后从深度的角度来看他看见自己的罪。
Now he couldn't stop there.
神不让他停在那里。
Because if we only see our own sinfulness,
如果
we become utterly discouraged and we can do nothing.
如果我们人只看见我们是有罪的人，那么我们就会非常非常的沮丧灰心。
After seeing himself, we are told that one of the seraphim flew with a living blazing coal in the tongs taken off the altar.
那么第六节我们在这里看见当他承认自己的罪之后有一个天使长撒拉佛就飞到他的面前手里拿着红炭是用火剪从坛上取下来的
In his vision you see he saw the altar the place of sacrifice
在他的意象里面他看见那个献上祭物的祭坛
A blazing coal is something that you're afraid of
可我们知道一个烧红的炭是我们都很害怕都很怕的
But this time the blazing coal was in the hand of God
但是感谢主这个烧灼的红炭现在是在神的手中
Fire destroys but it also cleanses
火会毁灭一切火也洁净一切
And there it says that that coal the coming from the altar the coal that symbolized the sacrifice, symbolized cleansing, was brought to Isaiah.
这个坛，圣经告诉我们说是从坛上取下来的。这个坛是献祭的坛，这个坛是牺牲的坛。
And the word said, "This has touched your lips. Your guilt has been taken away.Your sin is forgiven.
第七节告诉我们说，看到这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。
There was no glossing over Isaiah's sin.
那么这一个关于以赛亚的罪，不是马马虎随便的处理的。
That sin had to be forgiven.
这个罪要被神所赦免。
God wanted to use Isaiah.
神要用以赛亚。
But Isaiah first had to see that God requires his servant to be holy.
当神要用一个人的时候，神要看见他的仆人成为圣洁。
One of the greatest tragedies is when people stand as a servant of the Lord, and yet their lives are denying his holiness.
今天一个最令人心痛的一件事情就是当一个人站起来侍奉神的时候他的生活否认了神的圣洁
The servant of God who proclaims the word of the Lord Jesus has a tremendous responsibility to be holy in God's sight
那个要传扬神信实的这样的神的仆人我们需要是一个圣洁的人
And we have seen the tragedy, and we read about it constantly in the newspapers, of God's name being dishonored when people who are the servants of God are not living holy lives.
我们今天在许多这种大众传播的这些资料看见，今天有许许多多神的仆人没有过圣洁的生活，让神的名受了羞辱。
And after seeing the glory of God,
当他看见神的荣耀之后
seeing God's forgiveness in his life
看见神赦免他个人罪恶的这样的一个赦免之后
there came the second part of the vision
然后我们看见这个意象的第三个主要的部分
because then there came the voice whom shall I send and who shall go for us
然后我们就听见主的声音说我们可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢
？Whom shall I send? Who is qualified? Who is ready for the Lord's service?
我可以差遣谁呢？主在这里提醒我们说，谁是有资格预备好被主所用
？And who will go for us? Who is willing to go?
接下来说，什么人愿意 肯为我们而去呢？
We constantly hear of the appeals for people to go.
我们今天常常听见在教会里面提出呼吁，鼓励弟兄姊妹被差遣。
But not so much emphasis upon being prepared.
但是我们今天只听到说叫人去，我们却很少强调怎么样被装备。
Paul speaks of being approved unto God to be sent to be used in his service.
在这里我们圣经上提醒我们说，当一个被神所差遣的人是被神所认可的人。
And I think when God calls for men and women, he's seeking for those who are prepared, those whose hearts are right before him, those who can live the life that he wants them to live.
我们知道当神要差派一个人出去的时候，他乃是寻找一个已经预备好的人，一个与神和好的人差派他出去。
And then there came the cry, who will go for us?
然后我们才听见主说，我可以差遣谁呢？
And the amazing thing was that Isaiah was different from, say, Moses or Jeremiah.
有一件事情我们发现很稀奇的，以赛亚和摩西和耶利米不一样。
Moses, you know, made mistakes.
我们知道这个摩西怎么说。
And Moses made all kinds of excuses.
摩西他用和耶利米不一样。
Moses, you know, made mistakes.
我们知道这个摩西怎么说。
And Moses made all kinds of excuses.
摩西他用各式各样的方法来做借口来推迟。
And Moses said that he wasn't willing to go.
那么摩西干脆就跟神说，我根本就不愿意去。
He said, look, Lord, send somebody else.
他说你找别人吧，你不要找我。
Here am I, send my sister.
那么他说好吗，你去差遣我的哥哥的姐姐或者哥哥。
You see, we often make excuses and say, Lord, send somebody else.
很多时候我们会有很多的借口说，神啊，你找别人吧。
Jeremiah said, I am but a child.
耶利米说，我这个人太年轻了，我实在太嫩，我不能为你用。
But here Isaiah said straight away, Lord,Here am I, send me.
在这里我们看见以赛亚直接了当地说，我在这里，请差遣我。
I believe that when God gives us the vision of his holiness,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当神让我们在异象里面看见他的圣洁的时候，
When God gives us the vision of his glory and his purpose that his glory should fill the earth,
当我们在异象里面看见神的目的是他的荣耀要充满全地的时候，
And when we see the tremendous need that men and women should hear the name of Jesus,
当我们看见这个异象全地的人需要听到耶稣基督的名字的时候，
Then we have to say, Lord, here am I, send me.
然后我们应该向神说，主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。
I often feel concerned becausea lot of young people will dedicate themselves at conferences and they say, Lord, here am I, send me.
常常我在一些退休会、夏令会或者一些宣道大会听见年轻人说，主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。我里面有一个很深的关切。
But how many actually go?
我就问我自己，到底有多少人真正的答应了而去了？
It's easy to say, here am I, send me.
我在这里，请差遣我，这句话谁都会讲，很容易说。
But it's not so easy to take action and to obey.
今天我们要全心的顺服走上去，这不是一件容易的事情。
Sometimes speaking to students, I use the simple little formula OAR or.
那么我常常看见有人拿了一个很简单的一个几个英文单词 OAR 这三个字。
The O stands for objective.
O 是讲到我的目标。
We have to have an objective.
我们需要有一个目标。
We have to have a great concern to see that the name of Jesus is taken to the whole world.
对于耶稣基督的名字被传到地极，这是我们的目标。
It's a sad thing that lots of Christians don't have an objective.
今天很可怜的，许多的基督徒他的人生没有目标。
They have an objective when it comes to their study, to pass their exams, to get a degree.
那么是他们是有一个短期的目标，经过考试能够得到他的学位。
That's good.
很好，这不是不好的。
They have an objective when they go into business to succeed in their business.
当他们开始进入买卖的这个行业的时候，他们有一个目标，希望赚钱。
Or their profession to succeed in their profession as doctors or teachers, engineers, whatever it may be.
不管你的专业是什么，你都有你自己专业的目标。
But how many have an objective when it comes to the kingdom of God?
但是有多少人来到神的国度里面的时候？有属灵的目标。
And may I say that it's not only for young people.
我说不只是对年轻人而讲。
It's one thing for young people to have an objective.
对年轻人有目标是一回事。
What about the middle-aged or older people?
对中年人或者是长辈们，我们有没有人生的目标？
God wants us to have an objective.
神要我们有一个人生的目标。
I remember when I went to China, and there are different objectives at different stages of life.
那么当我我记得我刚刚到了中国的时候，在我不同的人生的阶段里面有不同的人生的目标。
And I went to the province of Hunan.
当我去了河南省的时候。
And I stood on a hill soon after I arrived and I saw hundreds and hundreds of villages.
当我站在一个山顶的时候，我看见成百的村庄在我的眼前。
And I knew that most of them had no witness to Jesus Christ.
我知道大部分的这些村庄都没有耶稣基督的见证在里面。
And the objective then was to preach the gospel in those villages.
那么对于我的目标是向着这些村庄的百姓传福音。
Thank God, since then there's been revival in that area of China. And I think almost all those villages now have witnesses to the Lord.
感谢神，经过了这几十年，现在这个河南省的这些村庄，每一个村庄都有耶稣基督的见证。
When I went to China the second time, it was the student work.
当我第二次到了中国的时候，我那个时候从事学生的福音工作。
And we had the objective to see a Christian witness on every campus in China.
那么那个时候，我有一个属灵的雄心，希望看见全中国的每一个大学都有耶稣基督的见证。
And so, at different times, God gives different objectives.
在不同的时段有不同的属灵的目标。
And when we get older, God still gives us objectives.
当我们到了年纪更更老的时候，神还是给我们有目标。
When we finish the work at the discipleship training center in Singapore, I came back to this country.
当我在新加坡结束了我在门徒训练中心的侍奉，我回到美国来。
And then the way opened to go into China again.
那么那个时候又神又给我一个机会回到中国大陆。
Just for a visit.
只是去那里旅游。
But it gave the opportunity to see what God was doing.
那么我那一次到了大陆，看见神在大陆所做的工作。
And it revived the concern that the Lord Jesus should be glorified in his church in China.
再一次我心里面被提醒，在神的教会里面他的荣耀要充满全地。
And God said, I still have a work for you to do concerning China.
那么那个时候我去旅游的时候，主就向我说，我还有你在大陆未尽之功要你去做。
I've been back about 10 times.
那么从那个时候一直到现在，我回到中国大陆有十次之多。
And I see that the greatest need is prayer for the church in China.
那么十次探访以后，我发现今天最大的需要是为中国大陆教会祷告。
The church is growing tremendously.
在中国的教会是非常蓬勃的在成长。
But, and there are so many new believers.
有许许多多刚信主的新信徒。
But there's tremendous need for teaching, for building up the Church of Jesus Christ.
为着耶稣基督的身体被建造，新的信徒被建造，有这样大的一个需要在那里。
And God says, look, your work is to speak for the Church in China and to see men and women, brothers and sisters here in this country, joining together in prayer for that church.
那么对我来讲，神给我这样的一个挑战，在各地的华人教会提醒大家回到神的面前，同心合意为中国教会祷告。
And so God has a work for us to do.
弟兄姊妹，神对我们每一个人都有他要我们做的工作。
It's a wonderful thing to see what God is doing.
当我们看见神的工作在进行的时候，这是令人振奋的一件事情。
I was in China a few months ago.
几个月以前我到中国大陆。
And I met one of my old students.
我遇到一个过去我曾经认识多年的老学生。
I knew him when he was at the university.
在他大学的时候我就认识他。
And he was full of fire and love for God.
那个时候他充满了这个爱主的火在心里面燃烧。
He wrote a poem that some of you know, 献给无名的传道者。
他写了一首诗是 dedicated to the unknown preachers.
And he went to the hill country to witness to the people up in the mountains.
那么他就到云南的边界到那边去向着少数民族传福音。
And he was used by God.
他大大的被主使用。
He was very ill.
曾经一段时间他病得很重。
And I thought he had died.
我听到这个消息，以为他已经回到天家了。
And then many, many years later, I got a letter from him.
经过了好多年以后，接到他给我的一封信。
And the postmark wasn't in heaven.
那个邮戳不是从天堂寄来的。
And he was living and speaking of how God had preserved him.
那么他在信上告诉我多年来神怎么样保守他怎么样用他
he said he failed
他说他失败
and God raised him up again
但是神却让他从失败里面站起来
and he failed again
后来他又失败了
and God raised him up
神又让他又起来
when I saw him in China I found him serving the Lord
我再一次在大陆见到他的时候我看他忠心的在继续的侍奉主
I found him still writing books
我看他还在写书
I found him thinking of ways to get Bible study materials to the Christians to help build them up.
那么他一直用尽各种的方法写了一些书来帮助他能够接触到的基督徒，让这些基督徒能够成长。
And I saw that he still had a vision.
我跟他谈话的时候感受到他心里面的意象。
He had a work he had to finish.
他有未尽之功要完成。
What is your vision?
你的意象是什么？
What is the work God has given you to finish?
神给你的工作是什么？
Is God calling someone from this church?
神是不是在我们中间呼召一些人出来？
He's calling all of us in some way.
从某一个角度来看，他呼召我们每一个人。
But maybe he's giving a special vision to someone today.
但是今天早上，也许神给我们中间有一些弟兄姊妹特殊的一些意象。
And he's saying, I have a work for you to do.
他对你说，我有。一个工作要给你做
Who will go for us?
谁肯为我去呢
May we be able to say Lord Here am I Send me
让我们向神说我在这里请差遣我
And May I say again It's not just for the young people
原谅我说当我这样提出来的时候不是单单对年轻人说的
You wait before GodAnd God will show you at every stage of life some work, something to be accomplished, to be finished for Him.
当你等候在神面前的时候，神会给你在不同人生的时段的里面，给你特别的托付，让你去完成。
Vast work to be done in the world today.
今天这个世界有许多我们需要去工做工的。
Vast numbers of people haven't heard the gospel.
今天有许许多多的人到今天还没有听到福音。
There's a work all around us in Boston.
就在我们波士顿的附近，就有许多我们要做的工。
And there are places overseas in China, throughout the world, where there's a people are waiting for those whom God will send to fulfill His purpose.
在中国，在海外，在全世界，多少人在等候有人向他们传讲耶稣。
Lord, here am I, send me.
主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。
And may the church help those who respond to the call.
但愿每一个教会都能够帮助这些蒙召的人。
Because sometimes a young person says, Lord, I want to go.
因为有的时候一个年轻人说我愿意去。
But the church doesn't help that person.
但是那个教会不帮助这个年轻人。
You see, it's not just individual.It's the whole church working together.
弟兄姊妹，这不是单独一个人承担这样的一个呼召，是全教会一起来承担。
Shall we pray together?
我们低头祷告。
Would you lead us?
主啊，以个人，以教会， 我们都愿意在你面前诚恳地说，我在这里，请差遣我，带领我们在座每一位弟兄姊妹回应你的呼召，回应你的权柄，回应你的圣洁，回应主你在我们身上的要求。主啊，我恭恭敬敬地把我们教会交在主你手中，进入1993年之前，你用这样的一篇信息来感动我们，不是偶然的。我们谢谢你，我们从心里面向你献上敬拜、祷告、感谢，靠耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Father, I do want to thank you that even when you see that we are so full of failure in ourselves, and we confess that we are people of unclean lips, and we have failed you, and yet you come in your love, bringing to us cleansing, renewing our love for you,
Amen.
And saying to us again, whom shall I send, who will go for us?
Sure.
We thank you, Lord, that we may respond to that call, receiving your cleansing, forgiveness, receiving our lives, burning out that which is hindering us from serving you, purifying us for your service. And then, Lord, by your grace, you can give us the joy of entering into a work that you have prepared for us.
Amen.
Even as we think of Isaiah facing a very difficult work, yet he responded and obeyed.
Jesus.
And he went as your messenger.
Yes.
And I pray, Lord, that for me and for my brothers and sisters here, there may be that willingness to go out as your messengers, to fulfill the work, however difficult it may be, to be obedient to your call. And so, Lord, from our hearts we would say, Lord, here am I, send me.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.